going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Yeah, thrilled to be the radio partner, thrilled to get to make this announcement each week. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, we had a winner, like, early on. This is the first year they've done the Queen of Hearts drawing for Guns N' Roses. Of course, all the money is going to go to Backstoppers that they raised. They're doing it all year long. Here's how it works. You buy a card out of the board, right? You can get 5 tickets for $25, you buy 5, you get 1 free. So you have 5 different chances to win, and every week they turn over a card. And if that's your card, then you win a dollar prize, right? You win a dollar amount. And then if you get the Queen of Hearts, you win half of the jackpot. So we had a winner 2 weeks ago. They had to reset the whole thing, and now the jackpot's back up to $1,500 and growing. And all you have to do to get your tickets is go to goraisedough.com. I don't know why I can't get that right. Goraisedough.com, and you'll see it on there, and you can buy your tickets or just go to the Guns N' Roses website. The winner this week is ticket number 297-815-313. The card is a 2 of spades in slot number 54. 2 of spades, slot 54, 297-815-313. So congratulations. They'll win a cash prize for that. And I think a $25 cash prize. And you have a chance to continue winning. So go to their website and get your winning tickets now. And best of luck to you. You can always go to Guns N' Roses, STLGunsAndHoses.com, and they have all the information on there, STLGunsAndHoses.com. So congratulations. All right. So, Kim, you and I were talking earlier about why in the world there are so many biased judges and what we could do about it. And I think I'm going to try to get an interview on this on Monday. But several people, including my friend attorney Beavis Shock, pointed out that this thing took a turn. Our judiciary in this country took a partisan turn during the Barack Obama administration when Harry Reid ran the Senate. And it took Beavis and another person emailed me as well to remind me of this, but it used to be that you needed a supermajority almost of senators to approve a judicial nominee. And therefore, you ended up with people that were less partisan because you had to get Democrats and Republicans to buy in to approve a judicial nominee. The Obama administration got frustrated that they couldn't get enough of their liberal judges approved, and they accused the Republicans of intentionally slowing down the process. So they changed the rules. They reduced it to a 51 vote. All you need is a 50 plus one in order to get a federal judge approved. So whoever the party was in the majority in the Senate
would get whoever, whatever judges they wanted.
Who made that change? Are you saying
Harry Reid made that change to the Senate rules?
But then, okay, so if Harry Reid could make the change, why couldn't they make the change back?
Well, they could, but at the time, Mitch McConnell warned him, "You're going to regret this because when we take over, we're going to have the same power." So during Obama's last couple of years, they loaded up the judiciary with liberal judges. Republicans took over. They loaded up the judiciary with more conservative judges because all they needed, they just picked their judges, and all they needed was 51 votes to get them on the bench. And then Biden became president. They spent 4 years loading the judiciary with their liberal progressive judges, and now the Republicans are back in charge of the Senate, and they're going to be doing the same thing. So the cat is out of the box. The only way they could ever put this back together, I think, to get less partisanship in these judge positions, and because many of these are lifetime appointments, the damage has probably been done. But people do retire each year. You would have to switch it back to a super majority of people in order to get, I think it was 67 votes that they had to get before in order to be elected to the bench, to be put on the bench.
Maybe that's not the solution to go back to that, but there has to be something done. The damage is done. I feel like a sneeze is about to come on, if I'm being honest right now.
All right.
Okay, I think it passed. Sometimes when you feel like a sneeze is coming on, you just want to actually sneeze. You know, it's disappointing when you lose it.
I do.
Anyway, beside the point, so I don't know what the solution is, but I mean, there, even though the damage has been done, we can still do something to try to correct it moving forward, because this is going to continue happening. And yes, right now it would work to our benefit with Trump being in office with any federal judges that, you know, he appoints. But I'm just getting sick and tired of just so much bias, and it's so political.
And I am biased, and I'm going to admit my bias, but my belief is that the Republicans are much more likely to appoint people who are constitutionalists and people who interpret laws against the constitutionality of them, and progressives are more likely to look at the social impact of a law instead of how it stacks up against the competition. We've seen that problem on the Supreme Court, certainly, and now we're seeing it throughout these liberal appellate courts throughout the country, where they just approved some ban on AR-15s in Maryland. And that's going to go to the Supreme Court, and hopefully to God they overturn it. My goodness. Coming up, we'll talk more about how President Trump's energy policies are working.